ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
I don't want to quit without money. I don't want to end up broke. There's $1 million riding on my back. If I don't fight, I don't get a dime. I'm all mobbed up, tied hand and foot, down to my last buck. You think I want to end up like Ben, punchy, with a blood clot on the brain, waiting to die any day, or with a bullet in my back in an alley?
What do you mean, bullet?
Don't you understand? The fight's fixed.
Fixed? What does it mean, fixed?
It means I'm throwing the fight.
Throwing the fight?
It means I'm going to lose. It's all arranged. It's a racket anyway.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
The sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Because I am hard, you will not like me. But the more you hate me, the more you will learn.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA, and my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, and today we're going to talk boxing and MMA. We're going to talk about Arturo Gatti's murder. Of course, me being a former policeman and a licensed private investigator, I said this a couple years ago, and now the Gatti family has hired their own team of investigators. And they've come up with the same conclusion that I did 2 years ago for free. God, you could have got my investigation for free if you sent me to Brazil. But the bottom line is you didn't. So lots of stuff to talk about. We'll have Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer newsletter on tonight's show. And, of course, he talks boxing, MMA, and wrestling. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Important medical alert for Zoloft users. Recent reports link the use of the antidepressant drug Zoloft during pregnancy to heart or lung problems and significant birth defects. If you or a loved one use the antidepressant drug Zoloft before or during pregnancy, and you have a child dealing with heart or lung problems, club foot, limb reduction, or other birth defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call now for a free case evaluation, 800-274-4713. If you or a loved one use the antidepressant prescription drug Zoloft, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-274-4713. That's 800-274-4713. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-274-4713.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt. Admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I get really frustrated with my computer. Now, what do you do when you get frustrated by your computer? Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks here for My Computer Works. Now, whether you have a simple question or it's a major computer crisis, My Computer Works can help. Now, when you have a problem with your computer, you simply pick up the phone, call their friendly technicians, and they connect directly to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's immediate, it's safe, it's secure, and it doesn't require anyone coming into your home. There's no problem or question too small. My Computer Works is your personal computer help desk. And only $24.95 a month. You can call them when you need them.
Call My Computer Works right now at 1-800-574-3017. That's 1-800-574-3017. Again, it's toll free at 1-800-574-3017.
Hey, My Computer Works. Does yours?
Do you suffer from arthritis, muscle soreness, muscle cramps, or joint pain and stiffness? If so, Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief can help you. Scientifically advanced Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief combines the new Miracle Cure Celedrin with clinically proven pain relief ingredients to not only reduce arthritis pain, but to eliminate it. Apply it once in the morning and once in the evening for 24-hour relief. Get Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief at arthriticmax.com. Get the relief you need now. Visit arthriticmax.com.
Looking for a better sex life? Find it at adultfriendfinder.com/radio, the world's largest and sexiest casual dating site with millions of members worldwide. Sensual singles and swingers in your area are looking for fun. Don't make them wait. View millions of sexy member photos, upload your own, chat live, or even video chat for a more interactive experience. Go to adultfriendfinder.com/radio today. More members, more action.
Membership subject to Adult Friend Finder's terms abuse.
Boxing is an unnatural act because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, you don't step left, you push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain like a sane person would do, you step into it.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a step going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
It's nice to be modest. Yes, I am the Superfly of the radio airwaves, folks, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, often imitated but never duplicated. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Let me welcome you to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're the longest-running fight show in history, 26-plus years now. And of course, we are live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live on the Internet at sportsbyline.com, and, of course, live right now via Facebook on their live Ustream channel. So you go to Facebook.com/ringtalk, and then you click on the Ustream Live button, which is about two little clicks beneath my picture, the picture of myself and Muhammad Ali, and you're watching us live on the air, of course, here from lovely San Francisco, California. Tonight, in San Jose, California, Robert Guerrero, the once-beaten ghost. Of course, the young man has been on my show since he was a baby. I'm talking about an amateur back in the day. Now he's a full-fledged 140-pounder, 135-pounder, depending on what day it is. But he will not be fighting tonight. He was supposed to fight Marcos Medina tonight at the Shark Pond, the HP Pavilion, call it what you want, down there in San Jose, California. They expected a crowd of about 10,000 to 12,000 people, and there were over 8,000 seats sold live. So you figure 8,000 seats and a 4,000-person walk-up, that sounds about right. But he tore his shoulder as far as his rotator cuff was concerned last week, and it was an article that came out in the San Jose Mercury News. Kenny Avila, my great former TV producer, came up with this scoop and told me about it. But, you know, by that point, it was all over the wire, so it was no service, no really big news as far as me putting that out on the web's concerned. But I'm telling you right now that the Robert Guerrero, Marcos Medina fight tonight on HBO has been canceled. But tonight, of course, we have UFC 134, and we'll talk with Dave Meltzer about that. We'll also talk with my man, Matt Grizzle. Matt Grizzle is going to talk boxing. He usually talks MMA, but all the MMA will talk will be directed at Mr. Dave Meltzer, the genius that he is. Of course, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, considered the one of the foremost writers in the entire world, at least from this man's perspective. Anyway, lots of things to talk about. First and foremost, Arturo Gatti. Remember him? Thunder Gatti. Of course, the fights that he had with Mickey Ward were memorable. I mean, back and forth. I think they fought three times. Ward might have won one, and then Gatti won two. But the bottom line is, Arturo brought it. Each and every time he fought, he brought it. He fought with his heart, his soul, his guts, and a lot of times with his face. And unfortunately, when he retired from boxing, he went down to Brazil with his wife, a 23-year-old stripper by the name of Amanda Rodriguez Gatti. And all of a sudden, he ends up dead. Yeah, he's in a two-floor villa in a hotel down in Recife, Brazil. And she's upstairs, he's downstairs. And he ends up hanging himself, allegedly, according to her, by her purse strap. In other words, he took her purse strap, took it off her purse, wrapped it around his neck, and hung himself in this lower room, okay? So 12 hours later, she calls the police, or she calls the authorities, 12 hours after he's been dead. And she says, guess what? I found my husband dead. I don't know what happened. Somebody must have broken in here and killed him.
All right. Well, they found out through the electronic key system that nobody had entered the apartment but her and Arturo. So there were only two entrances and nobody exited. So the bottom line is nobody could have gotten in and out other than her. Okay. And then, of course, the Brazilian police arrested her, named her as the only suspect in the case. Then they basically had, you know, I don't want to say convicted her in the press, but, you know, they laid out enough evidence, especially the stuff they gave to ESPN.com, which I put up on the website, ringtalk.com, and I combined that with a couple of investigations that I put together, calling people in Brazil and calling different forensic people around the country that I knew in the world of the FBI and things like that. And we all came to the same conclusion. That conclusion was that Arturo Gatti was murdered by his wife, Amanda. And what happened was he had went out that night, and Arturo had a drinking problem. No doubt about it. I mean, the guy drank a lot. I mean, a lot of booze. And that was his thing. I used to see him in Atlantic City when he wasn't fighting. He was usually tanked. When he was fighting, he got tanked after the fight. So the bottom line is he had, quote, a thirst problem. So he went out this night in Brazil. They went out to a nightclub. They got into an argument. He got into an argument with a cab driver. In other words, he was somewhat abusive that night. I'm talking about Arturo Gatti. And this might have been, you know, the residual effects of taking all those punches over the years. I mean, let's be honest. He was like a human boxing sponge as far as absorbing punches was concerned. I mean, time and time again, you see Arturo taking these serious, serious whoopings and coming back and beating guys because they simply got tired of beating on him. And they ran out of gas. I mean, that's how he won a lot of his big fights. Okay? So Gotti's having abusive issues with the wife. She goes home earlier than he does. He comes home from a bar. And the next thing you know, he's dead. All right? What I theorize happened was he came home. They got into a little bit of a beef. He was basically somewhat half passed out and drunk off as, you know, drunk as a skunk, per se. And she wrapped that purse strap around his neck and just choked him to death. I mean, there's just no other way to look at it. I mean, there's no other way I can see it happening because this purse strap would not support a 180-pound man as far as hanging was concerned. And Gatti, although, as I said, he did have emotional issues, which I thought were probably neurological issues brought on by the residual effects of professional boxing for as long as he did and being as rough as a campaigner as he was, okay, I still think, and I will go to my grave thinking this, and this is my professional opinion and my personal opinion, was that this skank stripper that he married, Amanda Rodriguez Gatti, and I've got a big story on this on the website, ringtalk.com, I think she murdered him. There's just no doubt in my mind. I mean, there's just absolutely no doubt in my mind. People say to me, how can you say that? How can you call somebody a murderer? Well, when you've got as much investigative experience and as police experience as I do, and you're able to connect the dots, you connect the dots here and you come up with one conclusion and one conclusion only, and that is Arturo Gatti was murdered by Amanda Rodriguez Gatti. Now, the Gatti family, basically his mother who lives in Canada, he's a Canadian, of course, living in New Jersey, and then moved off to Brazil for this vacation with his wife. This investigation was a private investigation. It wasn't conducted by the Brazilian authorities. Of course, I said earlier, the Brazilian police named her as a suspect, said that she lied during questioning several times. She changed her stories. I mean, she was flip-flopping back and forth during interrogation and the whole nine yards. And all of a sudden, they come out with a ruling that says it was suicide, and she walks out of jail. I mean, just walks out, okay? And in the process, inherits multi-million dollars. Big, big money. I think she got somewhere between 7 and 10 million bucks. Plus, any insurance policies were on Gatti. And, of course, Gatti had just changed his will about 2 months before. And he had taken his parents and some of his other family members out of the will to a lesser percentage and gave it to him, to the wife, and his son. He just had a new baby boy with her. So the bottom line is he had changed his will just about 2 months before. They went to Brazil because they had been fighting here in the States and not getting along. They said, you know, we're going to go down Brazil and go to vacation and have a good time and try to rekindle our relationship, trying to, you know, light the fire, set the fire once again as far as romance was concerned. But, you know, what can I say? The bottom line is, don't marry a skank stripper, period. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the email address, ringtalk, one word, RINGTALK, ringtalk@ yahoo.com. And if you are joining us for the very first time on Facebook, I welcome you to the live Ustream broadcast as we come here from the Sports Byline broadcast studios here, of course, in the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California. Man, it is beautiful here today, of course. A little foggy, but then again, that's Frisco. You tune to Rink Talk Live worldwide, open phone lines, coast to coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You tune to Rink Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, Facebook.com/Rink Talk and the Ustream Live channel.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no-obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
I'm not saying that Asian people look alike, but you know what's got to be the easiest job in the world? Has got to be one of those police sketch artists in Hong Kong. I mean, come on. No matter who you decide to draw.
That's the guy.
Of course that's the guy. He's 5'1", he's got a haircut like Mo, and he's Chinese. What have we narrowed it down to? 1 billion people? We should find him by sunset.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. Speaking of Tower of Power, got to spend some time with the band last week after their concert in Oakland, California. They went back to Oakland, folks. 37 years after the album Back to Oakland came out, and they dropped the copy of the album cover on the as far as the canopy behind the stage was concerned. It was a thrilling experience. I mean, I've seen the Tower of Power now, I would say close to 200 times. I've seen different variations of the band over 40 years, and I think the group that Emilio put together seems to be the tightest group. It's the tightest R&B group, period, but now they're the tightest group of Tower of Power members I've ever seen. They've got a new trumpet player, and Sam Caracciola. And, of course, he took over for Lee Thornburg, the former trumpet player for The Tonight Show, and Jay Leno, who was a former Tower Power band member. So Sal's working out. Everybody seems to be clicking together. All 10 cylinders were rocking, and, I mean, they brought the house down as they closed down the Art and Soul Festival last Sunday in Oakland, California. So I want to congratulate Emilio and the entire band. And if you look at TowerPower.com and go down to the message board or check out my Facebook page, you will see the fact that we have an entire review of the concert and a signed Tower Power set sheet. In other words, all the band members sign a set sheet. So if you don't want to sort of download something, you can, if you're a Tower Power freak, you can download it and frame it and make it look good and put it on your front room wall like I intend to do. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and I do thank the lovely company that I was with last week as well. But you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. Speaking of boxing, my boxing and MMA guy, of course, from the University of Oklahoma, a graduate himself, now working in the world of media. I'm talking about Mr. Matt Grizzle. What's up, big time, Matthew?
Not much, just trying to struggle through the heat here down south. How are you doing?
Well, you know, you got the heat down south. You got a hurricane hitting the East Coast right now. In fact, Martha, who is my cousin Al's fiance, she's over at the University of Pennsylvania. She took a plane over there. She's freaked out about coming back. And, you know, I don't think I've ever seen such diverse weather. I mean, in Texas, they've had like 100 degree heat for over like 100 days in a row. In Florida, they had no rain for like 6 or 7 years, and all of a sudden it's rained 20 of the last 24 days down there in parts of Tampa and places like that. So, and you say it's hot in Oklahoma, but isn't it always hot in the summertime in Oklahoma anyway?
It's pretty bad, but I think we're on day 52 of 100-plus. So, yeah, it's just been an exceptionally hot year.
Okay, now the HBO broadcast tonight, of course, featuring Robert Guerrero, my man, the Ghost, is off. Him in the fight with Marcos Medina probably is not going to happen. Robert will be off at least 6 months, according to his management team. And the doctor that did the MRI on him is going to do some surgery. They're going to do arthroscopic surgery at first, and they're hopefully that'll get things together. But, you know, surgery and rotator cuffs and shoulders and this kind of stuff, not good for a young man in the world of professional boxing, and it could be a career detriment. I mean, that may make his left hand somewhat inoperable. It may take away something from his left hand, which is his power hand, for the rest of his career. Correct?
Yeah, and he's a great boxer, and I think that if that match would have went through, he would have boxed circles around Madonna. Madonna might be the natural bigger guy a little bit, but I just really hope he takes the time off he needs and comes back and recovers, because he's been on a roll, and I think if he recovers well, he'll continue on that roll.
You know, he's a good, he's a class act. He's very respectful. I mean, I've known him for a long time. His wife, Casey, went through a battle through leukemia. She's been cancer-free now for about a year and a half. So, I mean, he's went through trials and tribulations that you know, most people haven't face, let alone persevered, and he's come through this. Now he's got this rotator cuff injury when he's almost at the climax of his career. Of course, he was supposed to fight Juan Manuel Marquez for the World Lightweight Championship, but Marquez is going to fight Manny Pacquiao in November. We'll get to that in just a second, because it's going to conflict with UFC 134. By the way, Dave Meltzer will be here at about 40 minutes past the hour. That's right, the great Dave Meltzer, considered, I'm by myself, the greatest writer in all the entire world as far as anything's concerned. Dave could write about soap operas. Dave could write about politics. Anything Dave writes about, Dave writes with an air of excellence unsurpassed by anybody else that I've ever come in contact with. Now, tonight, you talked about Marcos Medina, and, of course, one of the men that he beat is Victor Ortiz. And tonight, HBO begins their 24/7 series, Floyd Mayweather and Victor Ortiz. What does Victor Ortiz bring to the dance besides being the WBC 147-pound champion and being a left-hander? What does he bring to the dance against Floyd Mayweather, Matt?
Well, he's young. He's upset. he's come out of his shell a little bit as far as being the nice guy. He's got a lot of doubters still, and he is dead set on proving them wrong. Being his biggest strength in this fight, I think, again, is his age and being a southpaw, really. We've seen Floyd struggle with that. But if he wants to have a lot of success in this fight, I recommend he watch that Floyd's fight with Castillo, the first fight, over and over again. because Castillo won that fight. I don't care what the judges said.
Correct. And I think there is some there's some sparring footage somewhere on the video. Maybe it's YouTube or something like that, where Paul Spadafora, a left-hander, basically spanked Floyd Mayweather in sparring. Floyd wasn't in real good shape, but, you know, Paul was on this show. Paul's had his issues as well, of course. Paul had a drinking problem, pulled out a gun, and shot his girlfriend at a gas station one night. I guess he didn't like the price of gas going up like he did, but he shot her. And, of course, I think he did a little time on that, but he's got his life back together, and he's not drinking, so God bless him on that one. But Floyd Mayweather, the most hated man in boxing and one of the most popular men in boxing. I mean, Ali held that role back in the day, but Ali was more popular than he was despised. Is Floyd Mayweather more despised than he is popular?
Absolutely. He tried to have that charisma and things like Ali did, but the simple fact is he just doesn't. He's definitely more despised than he is liked. You know, I'm still a Floyd Mayweather fan. I do, believe it or not, enjoy watching him fight. But, you know, he's played his card well. He knows what he's doing, and he's making a lot of money doing it, playing the villain. So,
does he play the race card too often?
Well, sometimes I think fighters do, and he might a little bit. But, again, he knows how to push people's buttons and pull his strings and get what he wants. And, I mean, it's kind of like the Howard Stern thing. Half the audience tunes in. Why? Because you want to see him get the crap beat out of him. The other half tunes in to see what he's going to do next or say next. So, you know, I mean, each side tunes in to see him, regardless if they love him or hate him.
Okay. Last week I had Bobby Gunn on the show, and he was the first fighter to be recognized, I guess, as the undisputed world heavyweight champion when it came to bare-knuckle boxing. And I wanted to get your look on that. I'm all for it. I think it would be exciting. I think it would bring boxing back to the mainstream. I don't think it's barbaric. I don't think we're going back 100 years. I think that the UFC has proved that the UFC is the boxing of this new generation. In other words, it's more exciting. It's faster. The results are more clear-cut a lot of times, either via submission or knockout. And I just think that the great Alexis Arguello, I'll go back to what the great Alexis Arguello told me one time. We're sitting back in 1999, sipping cool drinks down in Managua, Nicaragua, on his patio. And he said to me, Pedro, the fact that they're getting bigger gloves is not good. And I said to him, why? He said, well, sometimes I used to fight with 6-ounce gloves. I go, yeah. And he goes, and sometimes you get the fights get over with quicker. And I said, I don't understand what you're trying to say. He goes, all this added padding does is prolong a beating. And prolongs the beating and prolongs injuries. And, of course, as we learned from that study from the Nevada City Athletic Commission a few years ago from 2001 to 2006, that 22% of boxers involved in boxing matches suffer brain bleeds and or concussions, which concussions are. They're brain bleeds. But yet less than 2% of MMA fighters suffer from concussions. So what's your take on this bare-knuckle stuff? Do you like the idea of it or not?
Well, I'm definitely agree with smaller gloves. It sounds counterintuitive, but it's so much safer. I'm for having gloves, just enough protection to do what they're supposed to do, protect the hand. These big gloves cause more surface area, more concussive injuries like that, and like you said, it'll prolong the beatings. The bigger the gloves, the worse it is. I mean, even in sparring, all those gym wars, it's so bad on a fighter's brain. The headgear and the big gloves protect from cuts and bruises, not from concussive blows to the head. Bare knuckle, I don't know. It's just how will the hands hold up. But definitely, I think we should maybe look at going down to smaller gloves. Okay. Counterintuitive, but it's safer.
What do you think of the Chris Benoit series I put up thus far?
I like that. I did. It was a nice, it's hard to say you like it, but it was good, informative piece.
You know, I got a lot of heat for bringing up the fact that his kids suffer from Fragile X syndrome or he was retarded or autistic or whatever it was, and people thought, that you're going into some dicey area there. But the bottom line is that was a part of the story, and I think it needed to be told.
I think it was part of it. I mean, Chris Benoit had an ego on him, and he was very sensitive about things like that. And I think that he wanted his son to be maybe something he wasn't, and that's unfortunate. But like you said, you got to bring out the facts, and I think that was part of it.
And you can look at it, folks. The series, there's 3 parts. It's going to be 5 in total. It's at ringtalk.com, and I talked about the fact that the district attorney, Scott Ballard of Fayetteville County, said that the young man, I'm talking about Daniel Benoit, of course, Chris Benoit was a WWE wrestler that murdered his wife, Nancy Benoit, and then his son, and they broke his son's neck. But the bottom line is there were injection marks in his son's arm, and he was receiving human growth hormone, and I don't think that was via prescription. I think it was Chris and the family putting that together. Anyway, Matt, I got to run. All the best. You say hello to the family.
Will do. Thank you, sir.
You're tuned to Rink Talk Live Worldwide, the Mighty Tower of Power. I love this tune. This is called You're So Wonderful, You're So Marvelous. This is off the In the Slot album of 1976. You're tuned to Rink Talk Live Worldwide. Next up will be Dave Meltzer. So if you want to give him a call, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Check us out live, of course, as we stream our live video on Ustream. That's a channel on Facebook.com, Facebook.com/RinkTalk. You're tuned to Rink Talk Live Worldwide. And yes, I am the man, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves.
Are you in pain? Have you tried every pain medication, heat pack, cold pack, muscle soak, or topical cream, only to be left with more aches and pains? Then we want to hear from you. We are a consumer products laboratory in Los Angeles, California, conducting a consumer trial for a new pain relief treatment gel developed specifically for arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, joint pain, back pain, and general muscle aches and strains. Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedics at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, recommends this new product for his patients trying to cope with hip and knee pain before and after surgery. If you would like to participate in our consumer trial, please call 1-800-928-5290, and we will send you a one-week supply of our new pain relief product absolutely free. That's 1-800-928-5290. And that's not all. We'll even pay the shipping. All you have to do is pick up the phone, and we do the rest. So don't spend another minute of your life in pain. Call 1-800-928-5290 now.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
The tough economy has families canceling summer vacation trips. So what are you going to do? Watch TV? Nah. Get out in the driveway and shoot baskets. Challenge the whole family to a fun pickup game with your new goal setter. Your new goal setters will be the talk of the neighborhood. Your kids will actually enjoy staying home, and it's an investment that'll last for years to come. So it's not just for your kids. It's for the whole family. Call Goal Setter at 800-362-4625 or go to goalsetter.com.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh,
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Hey!
40 minutes past the hour, little J.B. James Brown, the godfather of soul, coming back from the break, folks. I tell you my little James Brown story, and maybe I've told this before, but He played with Tower of Power back in about 2000 at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, California, and I was backstage with the band Tower, and they said, it's time for you to go back to your seats, and they said, well, you need to go out this exit door to the right. Well, I ended up going forward. I'm just a little contrary of a person. Anyway, I ended up seeing James Brown getting ready to go on stage. The band was already on stage. They were playing the intro music and the whole nine yards, and James came out, and he walked up. He had two ladies with him and a guy, a valet, and they held up a mirror, and he made sure his hair was perfect, and then they put that fur coat on his collar, and out walked the godfather of soul onto the stage of the Paramount Theater, the great, late James Brown. Speaking of great guys, he's not late. He's on time. In fact, he's usually ahead of the curve when it comes to writing in the world of MMA and professional wrestling. I'm talking about the genius himself, Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. What's up, Big Dave?
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay, man. How's life treating you?
Busy, really busy of late. You know, with the Fox deal was such a huge thing, and now UFC's in Brazil tonight, and there's always stuff going on in pro wrestling. So I've been really busy.
Okay, let's talk about the. We just played this Shogun Rua clip when he beat Quentin Rampage Jackson. I think it was back in the days of Pride. But tonight, Rua is going to take on Anderson Silva, correct?
No. Who is taking on Forrest Griffin, and Anderson Silva is facing Yushin Okami?
All right, that's right. I got that right. All right. So where does Forrest Griffin fit into this picture? I mean, is he really a top five light heavyweight, or is he just a guy that shined at one point and is now beginning to fade?
We're going to have a really good answer. We're going to have a really good answer tonight on that. He beat Rich Franklin in his last fight. He's had a lot of injuries. The fight before that, he beat Tito Ortiz. So, I mean, it's not like he's looked bad in recent fights. But, I mean, as far as, this is a real test. I think it's a test for both guys. I mean, who looked very good in his last several fights until he ran into John Jones, and John Jones made him look bad, but John Jones also makes everyone look bad. So, I mean, I think that the first Griffin-Hua fight, which was 4 years ago, was an excellent fight, and everyone thought that Griffin had no chance, and he ended up winning by choke in the third round. So, who is the favorite? I think most people kind of see him as being the more skilled guy of the two, and that he lost the first one based on conditioning, which is really true because he won the first round and lost the second and third. As far as like where those two guys are, they're the light heavyweight division. You've got John Jones, and you've got about seven guys that are behind him, and they kind of all are pretty close. I think except for maybe Rashad Evans might be the clear number two, maybe Machida as a number three, even though Rampage beat Machida, but I think Machida's a better fighter than Rampage. And who and Griffin stand, I think tonight's going to be a real good answer.
John Jones, the current UFC light heavyweight champion, a freakish guy as far as his physical stature is concerned. He's got the longest arms I've ever seen in my life, and as far as a fighter is concerned. On record, has he got the greatest reach of all time or what?
Yeah, he's 6'4", and there have been UFC guys who are 7-footers, and he still has the greatest reach of all time. And what does that tell you? And no one's been able to figure out because you can't you can't find someone to spar like that. You know, a 6'4" guy with a 84-inch reach. So it's like everyone that goes in there, it's like when they go in there with him, it's like they're hit with things that they shouldn't be hit with because he can connect, and he's very, very very difficult. I mean, his striking really isn't that great. The scary part is he's only been doing this sport for a couple years. You know, he's 24. He just turned 24. He wasn't like a fan growing up. He was a wrestler and a very good one, as far as, a high school state champion, junior college national champion. You know, probably would have gone to Iowa and been an All-American if, he didn't drop out of school because he got his girlfriend pregnant. But the thing is, and then he went into fighting. And, really with very little training and skill, he was beating some really good people. And now he's in a good camp. So, he may be the world beater of this sport if how fame can be. Fame can be intoxicating, and a lot of guys who you could have said that about when they were 23 never achieved what they could have. So we'll see with him.
All right, speaking of guys that seem to never achieve, although he did become UFC heavyweight champion in like his fourth or fifth fight, I'm talking about Brock Lesnar. Of course, Brock lost to Cain Velasquez. And is Kane still set to fight Junior Dos Santos in early 2012?
No, actually, November 19th in San Jose is the tentative date for the match. I don't know that it's been officially announced, but that's definitely what everyone's working towards.
There's a scoop right there, folks. Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos at the HP Pavilion, November 19th.
Yeah, November 19th in San Jose, yeah.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. Now, November 12th, Fox is going to kick off this new series with the UFC. Now, does that mean the UFC and Spike are done?
You've seen Spike are done at the end of the year, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, of course, Spike is sort of like the network that grew with the UFC. I mean, they were like, what were they called before? The Country Network or something?
They were the Nashville Network.
Nashville Network.
Then they became
yeah.
the National Network yeah. when they wanted to shed the Nashville image. And then they became Spike TV when they got WWE or WWF as it was at the time. And then years later, they got UFC, which became their flagship property. And then they lost UFC when UFC got so popular that the bidding got too rich for Spike's blood. And also, UFC really, you know, after all those years, I think that they really wanted something where they would have a network presence, you know. And they were negotiating with the major networks and their respective cable affiliates, you know, with the idea of like NBC and versus or Fox and FX, and it ended up going to Fox and FX.
Now, is the deal worth close to $100 million?
Yeah, right about $100 million a year for 7 years, so $700 million deal.
Wow! So compared to Major League Baseball, who gets a $783 million deal per year, I guess they're not quite up there with the world of Major League Baseball. But Dana White likes to think so, and he thinks that his property in 7 years from now will be worth three or four times what it is now. Is he being optimistic? Do you think there's some reality in that?
You know, they've done more than I expected they could ever do. Because I remember the first time I was asked, it was early 2006, and it was like, can this be bigger than boxing? It's early 2006. And I thought, God, you know, it's going to take, you know, maybe in 10 or 15 years. And they actually were by the end of 2006. Realistically, they were bigger than boxing in this country anyway.
Well, speaking of boxing, I'm glad you brought that up here because I'm looking at the Wrestling Observer newsletter that I got yesterday, and you quoted Dana White. And Bob Arum, of course, is the promoter of Manny Pacquiao, the boxing promoter, the man that, of course, I implicated in bribing Bob Lee, who was the president of the International Boxing Federation about 10, 12 years ago. And, of course, that led to Arum being suspended and Bob Lee going to jail and all that kind of good stuff. So Bob Lee, the whore went to jail, but the trick didn't go to jail. He got a $250,000 fine in like a 6 month probationary period by several athletic commissions across the country. Well, Bob Arum is Manny Pacquiao's promoter, and Fox is going to go live on November 12th, as he will, with a pay-per-view card. Now, according to you, Todd DeBuff, who is Bob Arum's stepson and the president of Top Rank, went crazy when he found out that they were going to be on the same night as him. But then Arum is saying that there is no competition, he told ESPN.com, according to you. If Fox was to put on a top movie that night, it might be more competition. If Fox put on Manchester United that night, it might be more competition. Okay, and then Dana White goes on to say, Bob Arum has called the UFC homosexual sex. Interesting. And that now all Bob, according to Dana White, now all he does is run around and complain about it. You've seen the ability of Bob Arum to make boxing great, but the problem was you were greedy. You're a greedy pig, just like all the other guys were involved in boxing. All you ever try to do is rip money out of it. You never invested a dime to the sport of boxing to make it great, to make it last, to create a future for boxing. He's nothing but a greedy pig, and his jealousy is nonstop. I think that's the most truthful quotes I've ever heard come out of Dana White's mouth, because I've known Bob Arum for years, and I've always talked about the fact that these guys are always playing for the moment, not for the future, because if they were, they would have negotiated national television deals as far as boxing was concerned. Instead, they kept it on pay-per-view, and they made it a niche sport to where they can get maybe 1 million or 2 million people 4 or 5 times a year to buy pay-per-views, and they'd make millions, hundreds of millions of dollars on local, on national sales, domestic sales, and international sales, and this and that. So I think Bob Arum has done just what Dana White has said. Do you think me and Dana are on the same page here? I mean,
well, you sound like, you know, the one thing, this brings up, and this isn't Bob Arum thing, but I remember talking a couple of years ago to Oscar De La Hoya when he was going to fight, was it Steve Forbes, right, several years ago, right before his retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, we have to put this fight on, you know, I want to fight on television, you know, so we can get, you know, young people into the sport and new people into the sport. And I thought, you know, that's, you know, really cool, Oscar. You know, again, fighting. I didn't expect him to fight a top guy, and he didn't. But he said, you know, television. But it was HBO, and I thought, you know, if it's going to be HBO, that's not what I. You know, HBO is still, you know, in only 30% of the homes. You're not attracting the masses when you when you're going with HBO. And the thing is like, I think that this platform, you know, you there's so many things. You know, you don't know what overexposure is. It does exist. But I think the idea of having occasional fights on network television are good. Having some big fights on pay-per-view is good because that's where you really make your money. And then having a cable presence is good. So I like the way this thing is structured, and I like the idea of Ultimate Fighter Live. I think that that's a great, great concept, what they're doing, starting, which would be not this coming season, but the first season of 2012. Mm-hmm. So I like, on the surface, I like this deal. You know, 7 years from now, we can look back and go, well, maybe we were wrong. But yeah, with boxing, the fact is that the big fights are only available to the people who are already fans, and that has hurt the growth. And some people have said that that's the case with UFC, but you know, UFC now they're going to have 4 big shows a year on Fox that are going to be pretty close to pay-per-view quality, I would think. I think they have to be, just so you show people that you can, but not the big, you know, the big George St. Pierre title defense. No, I wouldn't want that one on Fox either. But, you know, good quality shows and occasional championship matches, yeah.
Okay. Speaking of George St. Pierre, going to take on the baddest dude I've ever seen as far as an alley fighter is concerned. I'm talking about Nick Diaz. I mean, if I was ever in a fight, Dave, and there was a guy that I wanted behind me, I think it would be Nick Diaz. Does Nick Diaz have a good shot with Pierre?
We're going to find out. Standing, Nick Diaz is really, really good for MMA. You know, I mean, he's such a great punch output. I think standing, he's too much. Although George St. Pierre boxes with good people. And, you know, I remember when George St. Pierre fought Thiago Alves, the big thing was he can't stand with Thiago Alves. And when he fought BJ Penn, he can't stand with BJ Penn, but he stood with both and outdid both. So I don't want to write GSP off. But I do think that the key in this is the takedowns. And GSP has taken down and out-wrestled, you know, John Fitch and Josh Koscheck, who are awesome, awesome wrestlers, and Nick Diaz is not. And I think that that's the difference in this fight. I think that George St. Pierre will not be afraid to stand with him, but the stand-up is just to make Diaz commit, and when he's off balance throwing punches, to take him down. And when he takes him down, you know, the idea is beat him up on the ground. And Diaz, that was his weakness in UFC, was that he was not good against wrestlers who took him down. Now, since he went to Strikeforce, he's looked like a killer, but they also have avoided matching him with wrestlers, so we don't know where that game is. I mean, he trains with Jake Shields, who's a very good wrestler. So he's in there with good people. Has he shored that thing up, that takedown defense thing? That's the key to this fight. If he hasn't, then St. Pierre will beat him on a decision, or maybe even beat him late in the fight with ground and pound. But if he has, and St. Pierre can't take him down every round, this could be a very interesting fight.
Okay.
And I think it's the biggest fight between now and the end of the year.
I was asked about the main event tonight between Anderson Silva and the Japanese figure fella Okami, and I was asked to pick a winner there, and I said that Anderson Silva will smoke Okami like Japanese people smoke American cigarettes. Am I right?
Most likely. Okay. I certainly can't. You know, when it comes to Anderson Silva and GSP, you know, my feeling is that I never will pick against them until, you know, they at least look bad. You know what I'm saying? Because they've dominated everyone. And Okami is a good fighter. The thing is the style of fighter that Chael Sonnen is the style that Okami is. And Chael Sonnen nearly won the championship from Silva. And that's what says where I go, like, there is hope if he can take him down and keep him on the ground and beat him up on the ground. But for 25 straight minutes, the thing is, even if he takes him down, he's going to hold him there. I don't think he'll get subbed like Chael Sonnen did at the end. But I also don't think that he'll put the pounding on him, because Okami usually doesn't, that Sonnen did. So he's not going to hurt Anderson. He may outpoint him for a round or two or three, but at some point, he's not going to be able to get him down for a round. And I think that at that point, at some point, Anderson's going to nail him with a kick to the ribs or start taking off on him standing and hurt him standing, and then he'll go for the kill and beat him.
Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. Of course, the Wrestling Observer Live airs the radio show here Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on Sports Byline and Sirius Radio. I want to wish you the best. Dave, as I said, you are the genius, man. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. And yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and we are here each and every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, on these same channels across the country, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course, live on sportsbyline.com and facebook.com/ringtalk on the Ustream Live channel. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Well, folks, that's Lenny Williams and Tower of Power telling us it's so very hard to go. It is so very hard to go, but I want to thank the folks at Coleman Advocates last night. Of course, I got to meet the future mayor of San Francisco, John Avalos. Got to see State Senator Mark Leno, Margaret Broderick, a lady that goes back with me 25 years. And I accompanied the great Rosario Cervantes there, so I sort of felt like President Kennedy accompanying Jackie Kennedy to Germany. In other words, I'm here as her guest. I had a great time seeing all those people. I want to mention that Professor Chuck Marby will be on next week's show. And, of course, Ring Talk airs each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, of course, live worldwide on the Internet at sportsbyline.com and, of course, facebook.com/ringtalk and then the Ustream Live. Go to my website. All the information is there. I'm talking about ringtalk.com. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, be proud and keep your butt off the canvas of life.